Nolte, Washington Post buries inconvenient facts of EV trip to South Pole. By John Nolte on January 17, 2024. The far-left Washington Post is awfully excited about an electric vehicle. EV, driving 20,000 miles from the Arctic to the South Pole and just as ecstatic to bury the inconvenient facts about this ludicrously dumb legendary trip. They drove from the Arctic to the South Pole, in an electric car. Screams the excited headline from one of the most dishonest publications on the planet. Scottish adventurers Chris and Julie Ramsey wanted to prove their electric SUV was as rugged and reliable as a conventional car. To do it, they decided to take it on a drive, the Post reports. That drive started in March on the frozen waters of the Arctic Circle near the North Pole. It ended in December, about 9 months and approximately 20,000 miles later, at the South Pole in Antarctica. The couple hoped their feat could inspire other adventurers and any consumers considering electric vehicles, the Post adds. We could have failed at any moment, for whatever reason. And you just don't know if you're going to make it, Julie Ramsey told the Post. It just proves that EVs can go the distance. Yep, those amazing EVs, currently stuck in what is far from the coldest of cold weather in Chicago, certainly can go the distance. Who wouldn't want to purchase a battery-powered car capable of driving 20,000 miles in 9 months? After all, such a miraculous wait. According to my public school math, that's an average of only 80 miles daily. Hey, maybe 80 miles per day is impressive, considering the harsh environment. Or maybe not. As they continued south through Calgary, Alberta, and Vancouver, BC, before entering Washington State, the couple said they faced another challenge, unreliable charging stations. The Ramseys praised the size and coverage of the electric vehicle charging network in the United States but said they often encountered stations across the country that weren't working. Maybe I'm being too cynical. Maybe averaging 80 miles daily is a way not to rush and enjoy the trip. Or maybe not. The Ramseys stopped to sightsee but spent much of their time on the road, nervously watching their speed and battery levels to avoid getting stuck. Hey, at least they made it without any special treatment, right? Or maybe not. Before the trip, the couple partnered with an energy company, Enelec, to arrange the installation of more than 20 new electric vehicle charging stations in countries including Chile, Peru, Ecuador, and Colombia, where they spotted gaps in the coverage of existing stations. But let's not pick at nits here. The only thing that matters is that no fossil fuels were burned during this trip. Or maybe not. The remote location meant the Ramseys couldn't eschew fossil fuels entirely. They recharged the vehicle using a gas-powered generator. Do you have any idea how stupid this all is? The Post wants us to believe this is like Charles Lindbergh's historic non-stop flight from New York to Paris. Well, it's not. What Lindbergh accomplished improved travel, sped it up, and made it more convenient than it was before, when the only way to cross the Atlantic was on a slow ocean voyage. EVs do not improve travel. EVs are a step back in convenience, stress levels, and speed. Driving an EV from the Arctic to the South Pole is more like Lindbergh paddling a canoe across the Atlantic. Great job, Lindy, but I believe in progress. It's like these stupid high-speed trains. Hey, you can travel from Los Angeles to San Francisco in 2 hours. That's not progress. I can do that now in an airplane without spending a trillion tax dollars. An EV that allows you to unplug at home, make your daily commute, and then plug back in at home. That makes sense if you live in a warm climate. An EV for anything else is nothing more than an invitation to stress, breakdowns, and inconvenience. Maybe someday EVs will become more practical, but even then, why? You power the EV battery with electricity generated by fossil fuels. Won't somebody please explain the upside to me, other than a sense of smuggery included with each Prius? Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, free, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.